name is Zakiron, and welcome to my video and podcast, The Most Powerful Decision of Your Life, which is a decision you make every day on a moment-to-moment basis. It is a decision that, built upon over time, creates a beautiful, prosperous, healthy, wealthy, joyful, and fulfilling life. Or, depending on your choice, creates lack, illness, struggle, lack of joy, and lack of fulfillment. So if you prefer the former, to create prosperity, love, and joy in your life over its polar opposite, then enjoy this video and master the profound insights contained within to make your dreams come true. And years from now, I look forward to receiving from you awesome, inspiring testimonials about how this simple teaching has radically improved the quality of your life. So, enjoy my video and podcast, The Most Powerful Decision of Your Life. Hi, my name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and your business to unlimited heights of success to achieve the joy and freedom you desire. In my videos, podcasts, books, and articles, I have available on my website at zakiron.com. I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, and relationship so that you can create and attract to yourself the happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. The most powerful decision of your life. The decision that creates abundance and ease, or lack and struggle. The most powerful decision you will ever make is the decision to feel good and to choose thoughts that feel good. This is the empowering or disempowering choice you are given every moment of your day, to choose a good feeling thought or to choose a bad feeling thought. And the more you practice choosing good-feeling thoughts, the better you become at finding and attracting good-feeling thoughts as opposed to heading down the primrose path of bad-feeling thoughts. And the habit that most people have developed of adding fuel to the fire of stinking thinking, which creates just more crap in their lives. And every day, based on your moment-by-moment choices of good-feeling or bad-feeling thoughts, you either build momentum in either of those two directions, in a good-feeling direction or a bad-feeling direction, manifesting more things that feel good or more things that feel bad. The compound effect, where your good-feeling or bad-feeling thoughts add up, so to speak, to create things and people and situations and opportunities that match the vibration of what you have primarily been thinking, good or bad. If you have primarily practiced bad-feeling thoughts, then you will attract things, people, and situations that match those bad feelings. You will create and attract situations that feel bad when they manifest. But when you use the compound effect and the law of attraction to serve you in your favor, by primarily choosing good-feeling thoughts and by choosing to focus upon things, people, and situations that are easy to like, love, and appreciate, you will create and attract things, people, and situations into your life that feel good when they manifest. They will be things that are easy to like, love, and appreciate. So life is not about making big, epic quantum decisions. People put way too much importance upon the big decisions in life, such as education and career and love and marriage and children and finance, etc., etc., as if those big decisions, if chosen correctly, will make you happy, healthy, and wealthy for the rest of your life, and you'll live happily ever after. Unfortunately, that is a fairy tale. But it is not the big decisions in life that make you happy, healthy, and wealthy. It's the little decisions you make throughout every moment of every day. Those are the decisions that determine your ultimate happiness and success. It's the 1,000 decisions you make every day to focus your thoughts and attention on something that feels good or feels bad. And the more you focus on things that feel bad, the more momentum you build about bad feeling things and vice versa. So if you could add up your thoughts every day, how many good feeling thoughts have you had and how many bad feeling thoughts have you had? If you have 5 good feeling thoughts but 95 bad feeling thoughts every day, and you don't have to be a genius to imagine how your life is going to turn out in a year's time, or 2 years, or 10 years. That's a shitload of bad feeling thoughts. But if you can train yourself to do your daily moment by moment best to focus your thoughts and attention upon having 95 good feeling thoughts and only 5 bad feeling thoughts, again, you don't have to be a genius or a mathematics professor to see that all of those good feeling thoughts added up are going to far outweigh the small amount of bad feeling thoughts that you might have. And even if you occasionally have a wobble for a day, once or twice a month, where your stinking thinking has stormed the castle, and a good feeling thought is nowhere to be found, and all seems lost, but you shore up the battlements and get your positive-minded troops back in order. Even if you had 1,000 really depressing thoughts going in a day, even if you indulged in an extravaganza of negative thinking, still, after time, added up, your stinking thinking quotient is pale in comparison to your empowered, happy thought quotient that you're doing most every day. Choosing good feeling thoughts and choosing to focus on people, things, creatures, and situations that feel good to focus upon is our natural way of being and acting. Naturally, because we want to feel good, because feeling good feels good and feeling bad feels bad. So why do we focus so much of our attention upon things that feel bad when we focus upon them? It's only because we've been trained by society to do so. We were trained to focus upon things that we don't like to do and things we don't like and don't want by people who wanted us to act in certain ways so they would feel better. We were whipped and threatened and punished into thinking and acting in ways that made others feel good, but did not necessarily make us feel good. We were trained away from good feeling desires with threats of punishment and actual physical punishment. So we were trained away from our own pleasure with the fear of pain. So humanity has been primarily trained to avoid pain rather than pursue pleasure. In fact, we've been even told by religions and clergy and society that our own happiness is less important than everyone else's happiness, and that there is even something wrong with pleasing ourselves. The classic example is the shame and guilt that has been projected upon us all about sex. And every aspect of sex has been scrutinized and judged and condemned to death in an attempt to keep us in line like good little slaves. And of course, the ultimate manipulation tactic that has literally imprisoned the hearts and minds of society for millennia is the ludicrous idea of hell and eternal punishment. With the fear of eternal damnation looming over our heads, it's a wonder any of us have ever had any fun at all for fear of being punished by eternal damnation for our natural inclination to pleasure ourselves. Masturbation innuendo completely intended. So I reiterate, society has beaten into us a stronger desire to avoid pain rather than achieve pleasure. And they've made double secret sure that we wouldn't head down the self-pleasure path through guilt, shame, and punishment. So, good job, society. You did a great job of manipulating and controlling everybody. You've done well to imprison yourselves and keep everyone else in prison too, because misery does love company. But your liberation from the prison of fear, of pain, and punishment is available to you in every moment of your life as you decide, how will I think? Will I think in positive directions about things that feel good? Or will I think in negative directions about things that feel bad? Will I think about all the crappy things in life and talk about all the crappy things in life because that is what everyone else does? And I don't want to experience pain from being ostracized and rejected by my friends, family, and society. Or will I say, screw them and their addiction to pain and their addiction to projecting guilt and shame upon me. I don't need other people's approval to feel good. And I'm no longer going to live my life in fear of being punished by mommy and daddy and by some idiotic idea of a wrathful God and the police, etc. I'm going to be happy. And I'm going to focus on what makes me feel happy. I choose good feeling thoughts. I don't have to focus on unwanted things to prove I care. Of course I care. But my focusing upon the poverty and conflicts and the supposed injustices of the world aren't going to help me and are not going to improve those situations on planet Earth or in anybody's lives. No solution can come if all I do is focus on the problem. So I'm just going to focus on solutions because that's what I want, is solutions. And focusing on solutions feels good, and it feels good to feel good. And I know that everyone else wants to feel good. They're just going about it in a backward way. Most people are trying to manipulate everyone around them to act in pleasing ways, so that they can be happy. But why not just get rid of the middleman and just be happy regardless of what anyone else is doing? Trying to control the world is way too big of a task. So how about I just focus on controlling me and how I feel? I'm the only person in the entire universe that I have any control over in the first place. So why am I focusing my attention on everyone else? It doesn't make any sense. I can't control anyone outside of me, so why bother? I'm just going to focus on my own thoughts, and I'm going to focus on what feels good to focus on. That's so much more fun and self-empowering than trying to control the world to make me happy. I'm trying to manipulate myself to make everyone else happy. Okay. Well, that feels great. What a relief. Everyone else is now officially off my hook. No one is responsible for my happiness but me, so I take back all of my judgments that I have ever projected upon anyone else that they didn't do a good enough job of pleasing me. And I let go of all of my own self-judgments that I didn't do a good enough job pleasing everybody else. It's not my job to please anyone else on planet Earth. It's only my job to please myself. Yay! I'm out of prison. Liberation is at hand. I'm free! And I let everyone else out of prison too. Everyone can do whatever they want. They can think however they think. I don't care. Yay! I'm free, and so everybody else. I don't have to judge anyone anymore about anything because it's no one's job to think or act in any ways that will please me. Yay. So the best way I can serve humanity is by just being me and choosing to be happy regardless of what anyone else is doing. My empathizing or sympathizing with other people's problems isn't helping them, and it certainly isn't helping me to feel good. It feels a thousand times better to focus on people being happy and healthy and prosperous. And it feels like crap to think about their struggles, so I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm a solution master, not a struggle sympathizer. It feels terrible to think about a lack and struggle and conflict and destruction, etc. So I'm just going to think about those things. What's the point of doing that anyway? The problem isn't what I want. I want the solution. It feels better to focus on the solution. So I'm going to be a solution master, not a problem energizer. So I'm going to play the, quote, what feels better game, unquote. What feels better? Think about the problem or think about the solution? What feels better, to think about lack or think about abundance? What feels better, to think about poverty and conflict or to think about prosperity and peace? The answers are obvious. What feels better, having a lack of love or having an abundance of love? What feels better, having a lack of money or having an abundance of money? So as you're going through your day, just play the what feels better game. If you're having a thought and you're heading down a bunny trail of doom and gloom, then just pay attention to how you're feeling and say, well, that train of thought feels like cock-a-doodie-doo. So, okay, what thought feels better? And just pivot, or in the proverbial words of Jesus, turn your cheek away from what you don't like and don't want, and just say, okay, it is very clear here what I don't like and don't want. It's very clear here what feels bad. So what is it that I do want? What feels good to think about? And when you've headed down the rabbit hole of doom and gloom, you are in a very powerful position, not a disempowered one, as you might think. Because when you are very clear about what you don't like and don't want, and you're at the same time very, very clear about what you do like and do want, if you can let what you don't want point you in the opposite direction and help you pivot in the direction of what you want. When your bank account says zero, you are never more clear that you want more money. When your bed is empty and you haven't gotten laid in 5 years, you are never more clear about what you want. When your health is in the toilet, or the spare tire around your belly is bigger than the one on your car, you are never more clear about what you want. The trick, of course, is mastering the art of pivoting towards what you want and stopping yourself from banging the drum about what you don't want. So, think about what feels good. To think about your lack of money and your lack of love and your lack of health and your lack of fitness? Or does it feel better to think about an abundance of money and to think about having an abundance of lover, an abundance of love, an abundance of lovers? And does it feel better to think about being amazingly healthy, happy, and fit? It's your choice every day, every moment. Good feeling or bad feeling thoughts? Does this feel good to think about it? Or does it feel bad to think about it? The universe does not care which way you think. It will give you more of whatever good or bad feeling things you are focused upon. The universe, God, source, all that is an unconditional lover. Not a punishing, wrathful overlord trying to control you like a puppet. This is where seemingly, quote, out of the blue, unquote, thoughts and inspirations and amazing ideas and songs and poetry and books come from. They're attracted by good feeling thoughts, or they're attracted by bad feeling thoughts as a solution to your problems. Because every problem or challenge you have in your life, you instantly, consciously, or pivoting, or unconsciously, you instantly create the solution by pivoting, or the solution is there unconsciously, because we all want solutions. Because we all want to feel good. The solution is instantly provided for us by Source, by God, by the universe, whatever you want to call it. And if you master the art of pivoting towards solutions, the solution is always there waiting for you. Knock, the door is open for you. Seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive. Every day I am offering solutions for humanity. Every day I am offering to people that are attracted to me and the solutions that Source and I are offering in response to people's desires to receive the solutions to their problems in life. And every day I see people unable to pivot and see the solution that is right in front of them because they are so addicted to banging the drum of the problem. And so, Source and I move on to the next person and the next person and the next to discover who really and truly and honestly wants the solution. And for those who are well and truly open to receiving the solution, to receiving the answer to their prayers, the answer, the solution, flows in unlimited quantities and as much as they will allow. That is how much will flow to you when you allow it, when you open. So how much of the unlimited abundance and love and joy and health and wealth and fun and excitement and ecstasy are you willing to allow into your life? Well, we shall see, because your life will be a direct reflection of that degree of allowance and openness that you are allowing and opening to. And if you are truly ready for the abundance and joy and love that the universe is ready and willing to give you, then I want to hear from you. I want to hear you. I want to work with you. I want to play with you. I want to co-create with you. And I would like to offer you a free 45-minute success and freedom consultation to help you get on track, to help you get focused on good feeling directions and see what wonderful things we can create together. So if you're ready for a life of nonstop, unlimited abundance, joy, fun, love, and freedom, contact me now at freesession.info. That's freesession.info. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to experiencing the wonderful things we help you create in your life. I look forward to witnessing your dreams coming true and marveling at your magnificence. That's freesession.info. Contact me now. Let's get you on the road to freedom and fun and joy and ecstasy and love and massive wealth and abundance. Thanks for watching this video, listening to this podcast. Please share with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more empowering goodies. Go get yourself a free copy of my Top 10 Secrets of Success in the Law of Attraction at top10secrets.info. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded entrepreneurs achieve a success mindset to propel your life and your business to unlimited heights of success and freedom. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance and on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!